So welcome everyone to the Pro Wrestling Spotlight presents True Hill Heat 61. We welcome you. We are back in True Hill's studios, and this is our Royal Rumble 2020 preview edition. We're gonna be talking.
Got a card for them?
Yes, we do. We're gonna be talking about New Japan New Beginning USA Tour, NWA Hard Times, WWE Worlds Collide, and the Royal Rumble all this weekend. It is me, your True Hill Phenom SP3. Back once again to my left with the lovely bottle girl of the True Heels, the princess of the True Heels herself, Miss Chrissy Love.
Oh, thank you, baby Seth.
And to my far left, we got the resident True Heel alcoholic himself.
The phone room.
I'm trying. Okay, so our producer has been gone for. Welcome back, baby Seth. He's been gone for like a month and a half. He doesn't know any parts of the world, so I'm trying to tell this moron to get a piece out of the freaking shot. There's another recording device that is literally in front. It's like smack in the middle of the picture, and I'm like, move it out the way. He's like, what are you talking about?
Hey, buddy, next time use a phone. You can text me that information. You can be a little more coy. Is that not something you're familiar with?
He comes back from Japan with balls.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, so he loses his brain, but he comes back with balls. So it's like whichever one he prefers, I guess, you know. I guess you like the balls, huh?
I'm still jet lagged. Don't
you finally, you finally get to Japan and lose your virginity, and now you want to come back here and you want to start testing us.
They love me a long time over there.
Welcome back, you dumb bitch. Welcome back, you piece of shit.
But yeah, you missed your cue. Resident True Hill alcoholic.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, nah, that shit is never off cue. I'm just saying. But this dickhead over here.
I'm loving this little thing.
You know what I mean?
I think he hit his cue.
I got an ice bucket.
You know, but this idiot over here just doesn't know when to just, like, move shit out the way. And he's looking at the fucking show in this big-ass recording camera, and he doesn't see it covering half the fucking screen.
I didn't know what you were talking about at first, neither, until
it's
that, like, me.
In the shot.
So in his defense.
And mind you, so this is our
view. I knew exactly what he meant.
This is our view. Right. His shit is, like, 13 inches. He's looking at it through a fucking TV.
It's black on black. What the hell?
Don't start this shit. Don't start this shit. Don't be trying to play victim.
I ain't Tessa or Jamie. It's cool.
Oh my God. What?
What a start to the show. Jeez. So we gotta start off every True Hill Heat how we started off with our True Hills roll call. It's when we shout out a couple of people contributing to our YouTube channel, to the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, to the True Hills group page or True Hill Heat page, our top three conversation starters. The True Hill Trinity coming in at number three, the True Face himself, Steve Salvage. Coming in at number two, Beyond Three Counts, NK. And coming in at number one, the Negro Buck himself, Nick Jackson.
Goodness gracious, his dominance is ridiculous.
His dominance is retarded. Well, he wasn't number one last on 59, he's come back.
He missed a free. Well, yo, you ain't got no fucking syrup.
My drink right here.
You know, scissor. What the fuck?
Scissor. Scissor.
How do you just. This is why you looking all executive and shit? You like. What, you went to Orange County or something?
Wow.
I guess so. I don't
know. She just asked for scissor point. Like, what?
Because it's a Ooh. Cup, you know.
No, I don't know.
Sip, enjoy. Like, come on. I'm trying
to
get
one. Oh, Lord. You guys are really trying to get one on me today.
I'm trying to get one over on you. Like, get one over on you.
Me, you're trying to slip me a fucking Mickey or something like that. Bitch out, yo.
I wouldn't have to slip you a Mickey at all.
Nah, damn sure not. Hope not.
A couple of the True Hills we gotta holler at. Zachary Allen,
really
Brandon Kahn, Joe Bellini, Greg Lamont Brown, and Colin Andrew. Our YouTube subscribers, we gotta highlight Kwame Shakur, who's been commenting on all our stuff. Yep. I've been having good conversations with him on our IG page.
I love how the
Kid the Crazy and Messi. So we gotta shout out.
Is that new subscribers?
The Messi is our newest subscriber, yes.
What the fuck is going on with y'all, yo? Why are y'all trying to come up with names for this kid, man?
Come up with names for who?
Yo, everybody is like trying to come together, trying to have a kumbaya session for a new name for baby Seth.
Well, why? Why? Easy. He is our baby says. He is our producer. Let's hear from the spotlight in the True Hills. What names have they come up with?
Man, The Negro Buck says, "Man, Seth doesn't have as good of a ring to it, though." So I suggested Teenage Seth. Steve Salvage suggested Tween Seth.
Tween, wow.
And Negro Buck suggested Adolescent Seth.
Adolescent Seth. I like that. I actually like that. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. I would say so. Special announcements that we got to go to. New show reviews coming. It's coming this week. I know I promised it on 59, but it's definitely coming this week. Jay News, who appeared on True Hill Heat early last year, he's going to do a review of New Japan Pro Wrestling New Year's Dash. I guess Baby Seth can give him his live notes from that show. And our resident True Hill Alcoholic has a special announcement concerning our YouTube channel.
About goddamn time, you know, shit. Listen, man, I had to get over the Hangman of the you know, listen, my Titans suffered defeat. So I had to, you know.
You guys had a great run.
We had a great season, but, you know, it still hurts.
I was with you guys.
It still hurts, you know, but. You know, I had a strong focus on the season and the playoffs and trying to make stuff happen. Now that we've joined the couch and we've joined everybody else. So now it's ready to get back to you guys. It's ready to get back to you motherfuckers. So next week, I'm going to be filming. I don't know when, how this whole production shit works and everything. So sometime by next week, Off the Rails with Top Guy JJ will be debuting on the True Hill Heat YouTube channel.
Woo-hoo!
So.
Woo-hoo!
Just giving y'all a heads up on that. And I mean, come on, how fitting is it? It's Off the Rails. So, you know, it's definitely, yes, listen, they cover the whole spectrum of wrestling.
Yeah.
So what's left for me to do is talk shit to the general public. So this is right up my alley.
See, yeah, I think
just
so.
Just keep your volume on low because you'll hear them just fine.
Oh. Yeah, you definitely want to have that, you know, make sure your ears are protected. Because I'm by myself. It's no controller.
No filter.
No, at all. There's never a filter anyway, but,
yeah,
you know, it's just definitely off all the way.
But yes, Off the Rails with Top Guy JJ coming to our True Hill Heat YouTube channel. So, we got to get into our top news. Of course, we're going to start off with Chrissy's favorite subject. She had a lot to say about this subject on True Hill Heat 60, live from Love Story with Jenna Bebe. We got to shout out her
from the
Mix Pack Show.
She's on her way to Royal Rumble.
Yes. I hope she has a good time.
Safe travel, boo. I'm sure you're going to have a great time. So.
There you go. So we got to talk about the Tessa Blanchard controversy.
Are we still talking about
yes,
this?
Yes, because there is more information for us to discuss. So, days before Impact Hard to Kill, Tessa Blanchard put out a tweet basically decrying how women in wrestling should support each other, which led to many female wrestlers such as NWA Women's Champion Allison Kay, NXT's Chelsea Green, among others, to call her out on her past transgressions as far as like attitude problems in the locker room.
Salute to the True Heels!
First trick of 2020.
Yeah. Welcome,
there you go.
Together.
Welcome back. Welcome back to whatever they decide to call you on the page, because they're coming up with a whole bunch of shit for you.
They always do.
So, you know.
Allison Kay, in particular,
mentioned
how Tessa once spit at and called a black female wrestler the N-word. It was later revealed that the wrestler in question was the Black Rose, a.k.a. La Rosa Negra, who confirmed the story, saying it took place in Japan with Stardom in 2017. Other female wrestlers such as Rebel, Renee Michelle, the wife of Drake Maverick, AEW Shanna, as well as Big Swole, validated the story. Swole said that she had spoken to both La Rosa Negra and Tessa about resolving the issue. La Rosa Negra later in the week confirmed that the issue between herself and Tessa had been resolved a few months back. Tessa would then go on to win the Impact World title at Impact Hard to Kill, becoming the first woman to win a world title for a major promotion. She then released a tweet with a statement where she once again denied the racist allegations against her. It was later revealed as retaliation for Allison Kay coming out and revealing this story about Tessa. Tessa was actively trying to dig up dirt on Allison Kay for her part in bringing up Tessa's past. It was also revealed by Fightful.com that Tessa had similar issues.
Even this a lot, man. Like,
she had similar issues backstage in WOW, Women of Wrestling, where she ridiculed a trainer and made them cry in front of the entire roster and the training staff. Also, as season 2 started, Tessa was made a trainer for WoW, and longtime members of the roster saw their pushes held back by Tessa as she got more and more power within the promotion. So, what are your guys' thoughts on all of the Tessa Blanchard controversy as far as everything we do know?
I'm just going to tell you how I tell the kids at school. Ain't everybody not going to tell the same lie. We ain't all lying. I'm going to say this, tell you the same lie he going to tell you? No. So everyone is not lying against you, friend. Let's go lie against her. Let's all gang up on Tessa. Poor Tessa. No, the lies are probably all true, sis. You probably did that. And you probably, you know, used the ER, emphasized it on those words. So, you did it. Just say sorry. Just don't do it no more. That's all you got to do. I mean, we probably won't all forgive you, but, you know. That's all I got to say.
How about you, JJ?
I mean, that is, in a nutshell, I completely agree with Chrissy. I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, you got to hold accountability to your shit. Like, and I get that you're probably trying to take that white fence line and basically say that that wasn't something that you've done. That's not a part of your vocabulary. You try to go the white horse route. And it's going to be believable-ish. Which means it's not really all the way true. Sometimes the best thing you need to do is just take accountability for your actions, apologize publicly, and then you will start to earn the forgiveness of the people that you have insulted, the fact that you've insulted a whole community, and now you're now lying to us. That's the part where it's like, you're not like, I mean, is boo-boo written up here? Is boo-boo written up there? Or is jackass written up there? No, it's not. It's clearly not. So that wherever it is, the story might be, you know, overindulged. They might have dragged it a little too much. But there's definitely a spot of truth in this story that is going on. And it's, you know, we're all talking out the wind here. But for real, something happened. Just own up to it. You got to own up to it. No matter how big you are now the Impact World Heavyweight Champion, which is fantastic. Which would make it a better platform for you to just own up to your shit and apologize for it. And then we can finally start this moving on. Because that shit just got like a half a page on here as far as dialogue. Like, Jesus Christ.
You gotta tell the whole story.
And I mean, and I appreciate that. But it's one of those things is that, yo, if all of these people are saying the same thing and now more people will start to come up with it, it's gonna be one of those things. It's like, all right, yo, just now, what's your side? You deflecting it is not going to be the good thing, because you didn't even, with your little soliloquy that you wrote on there, you wrote this little soliloquy, and it was a copy-paste paragraph on a white piece of basically a meme page, and shit meant nothing. It didn't come from you. It looked like a copy-paste page that you just sent your little statement on. Mm-hmm. You didn't even address the topic at hand. You didn't even address it.
She didn't say sorry.
Like, you straight Donald Trumped it. Like, you didn't even fucking address it.
That's a great one.
You just went around the whole shit, and you just took your own stance. Like, no, that shit doesn't work for us. Like, we need the truth. Like, sometimes the truth hurts, but sometimes the truth helps us heal. Mm-hmm. Now you're lying to us. Now you're insulting us. Mm-hmm. Now it's going to be, fuck you. I'm never supporting you again. Go kill yourself. Mm-hmm. I won't be mad. I'll probably piss on your Vernon Flame.
So how does Tessa rebound from this now that she has come out and denied the racial allegations?
Now she got to stick to her guns. Mm-hmm.
She gonna keep saying.
Now she got to keep lying.
Yep.
She got to die with it now, because now you put out a statement. You had this whole empower each other. Now you got to stick to your lie. You got to stick to it now, because the minute you change up, we're never gonna believe you again. Mm-hmm.
It's a rough position to be in. I mean, more than anything,
it's sad.
I just feel like it's very sad that she's like going actively trying to dig up dirt on other people when she could have like really put this behind her if she took accountability with the fact that she has attitude issues that we been knew about. Like, if mm-hmm. we're not even talking about this story about her calling La Rosa Negra the N-word, if we're not even talking about that, Everyone in the professional wrestling world, if you know a little bit about the behind-the-scenes things, if you know a little bit about Tessa's history before she came to Impact, we all know the reason why she's not in WWE right now is because of her past attitude issues. So she needed to take accountability for her past and the fact that she has had attitude problems that are well documented. She took should have took accountability for that and say that she is a changed person. Even if she didn't want to basically admit to the whole N-word type of thing, she should have took accountability with the fact that she had well-known, well-documented attitude issues behind this.
Yo, at least fucking own up to spitting in the girl's face.
Yeah, I mean,
that's like, yo, to me, as probably as women, that's probably be more insulting than being called that. Like, yo, that is the most foulest thing you can do as a human, is spit in another person's face. Like, I'd rather you flip me off, or I'd rather you curse me out, but I'm telling you, spit in my face, I'm blacking out. I will have to be held responsible for my actions because I'm a grown-ass man. But in that moment, ain't nobody stopping me from the actions that's about to occur from me to you if you spit in my face. Like, call me something, I can get restraint and I can probably control myself, but you spit in my face, it's a blackout. Yeah. At least apologize for that. Makes you an asshole already.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So how do you think Impact should handle Tessa's, like, title run? Me, myself, I personally think that Impact was in
a bubble.
Yeah, lose-lose type of situation. Yeah, like, they made the decision to put the title on Tessa, which was going to bring bad publicity to them. But they were also in a position where their whole story was coming up to this.
Yeah.
It was coming up to blow off and Tessa finally win the title and to end their story. So I feel that Impact made the right decision in putting the title on her. Because honestly, even with bad publicity, it's publicity.
You gotta
You're in the news. Impact is being talked about.
You gotta stick to your gun. Yeah. You gotta stick to your story. This is the story that has been culminating for half a year. It's been going on ever since, what was it, Bound for Glory?
Slammiversary.
Slammiversary when they had their first match and then she came. Like, so this has been building for a while. So it's like TNA has had a hot 2019. So they've had a really good resurgent year. And this culminated their 2019. This pay-per-view culminated 2019 story. So to just change it up, it's kind of that 2016 TNA-ish shit. So it's like you're kind of ducking away from what has now been a good story for you guys, but now you got this one that just completely fucked up. Now a title reign shouldn't be long. But at least they had to finish the story off.
Yeah.
They had to finish the story off, which I completely agree with the decision of putting the title on her.
So how do you think they should respond now as far as like making the title? You said you think it's going to be a long title reign?
No, I don't think it will be a long title reign.
No? No. Why not?
Give it to her for a couple of, maybe a couple, 2-3 months. She's had it. We've done it. She's the first. Let's go on to the next move. They're probably trying to game plan and see what their next move is going to be anyway. So, like I said, this was already planned all the way in advance. They already probably knew that they was going to build up to this and lead up to having her be the champion. Okay, now we've done that. Now what are we going to do? Like, is she finding another guy? Is she going to fight a girl? Like, what's going to happen now? Like, how does the championship work? Does she just face guys only?
Well, speaking of that, we have to also talk about Booker T. Booker T came out on his podcast, Hall of Fame podcast, and basically came out and basically belittled Impact for their decision in putting the title on Tessa Blanchard. He said that it causes a whole big problem within the promotion now that a woman is the champion, because then it goes to the next woman that beat her, now they have to go into the men's division.
Right.
If a man beats her, is he really getting the heat for it? Is he really accomplishing anything by beating Tessa for the title? Because he's beating up a woman. So it's a whole trickle-down effect. It's a whole domino effect with Tessa being the champion now.
Right.
What do you think about those comments?
Because it's like, okay, if he hits a woman, is it abuse? Is it not? I mean, we're entertaining people, but it's like, is it the domestic violence type deal? Like, I don't know how they even categorize this whole, like, spiel. This is great that she's the first girl to do it. But now it's like, what realm or how are we now going to do that? I don't know. I don't watch Impact like that. So I'm not sure how they're going to spin this thing around. And it's probably going to be as cheesy as the damn pay-per-view was, but okay. Because I was like, they had Robin. And I mean, damn. That
I mean,
that
I call,
was sad.
I, like, yeah, yeah,
the,
yeah.
The girl
yeah.
he had with her, yeah. this is a bad segue, but damn, like, she just looked like she was just straight, like, he took her straight from the doctor's office, yo.
Is that your first time seeing her?
That was my first time.
First time seeing Katie Fuller.
Say action.
Yeah, oh my God.
Wow,
oh
and then, like, God. He looked higher than high, like, he looked like he took mad pills, and he just drunk off shit, and he was like, I gotta just go out there and just do this.
Yeah.
Like, is he that strapped for cash?
He's a weed man.
Okay, he's been spending his money on weed for years.
Hey, do your thing, friend. I condone that. However, I really feel like you have no friends. And your friends are letting you just do whatever. You got a lot of yes men's with you.
Well, you just got no men with him.
You know what, you're right. Then the other girl was with him too. Now, she didn't look
that
bad.
He's got two hot girls with him.
He's got girls, man.
He's got two hot girls.
The other girl wasn't, she looked better than that one.
Yeah. But yeah, she looked like, less fake. Yeah.
Less fake. I was like, damn, like, who is this girl? Like, what is he doing? Like, he looked bad. Then who else came out, too? It was,
Ken Shamrock.
Wow.
Whoa. Well, let's see what JJ's got to say about Booker and Booker T's comments as far as Tessa winning the title.
So, I think rarely, like, how Booker T is, I'm going to probably attempt to take a stand on a spot here. I see what he's saying, and I agree with it. Because now you're creating this gray area now you're eliminating division. Yeah. And this is something that Becky Lynch even said on backstage, WWE backstage, and saying just eliminating division. But now you're almost now advocating men versus women violence. And it's like you're doing it a little. So I get the one-off. Sometimes the one-off is kind of cool. Like, you know, you get to see an event. But now everybody isn't built like Tessa Blanchard. Everybody isn't built like Charlotte Flair. Everybody isn't built like these special ladies. So now
like
to say
girl,
we're going
to... The champion from... sorry to cut you off. What's the girl champion from Impact?
Taya Valkyrie. She's another one that wrestles. What's her name? John Morrison.
Yeah. That's John Morrison's wife. Now she's
looks great. Another one.
But she's built like... But she's not built like the average
girl. There's a special breed.
And she's tall.
There's a special breed of these ladies. Like, I'm not believing Rhea in any match versus men. I'm not believing Sasha Banks in any match versus men. There's certain things. It's like, yo, now he can't strike her because now this can actually become a real epidemic of injuries because you're now trying to promote this equality. It's like, all right, women is killing it, yo. Women is killing the game with wrestling. They're doing better than they have ever done.
Yeah.
So why keep trying to prove points with trying to keep making them break barriers? This one doesn't need to be broken. Mm-hmm. There's divisions for a reason. Like, leave the divisions alone. Like, let Tessa run the women's division down the fucking drain. Let her run it.
This is what our people striving for the longest, for us to have a platform, for us to do these things, and now you want to take the platform away.
No. Now you want to blend them in.
Yeah,
so it's like they have their stage. This is their stage. They main event to the whole show. It was just ladies. So now you want to mix ladies and men?
And we'll talk about that more because NXT made a very interesting
decision. Yes, I saw that too.
Let's hit on the spotlight in the True Hills real
quick. It's a little much. I just think that they're pushing the revolution a little too far. Like, just, I mean, at the end of the day.
No, keep the revolution. Just don't
I'm talking about with that part. Just with the mixing the guys. Like, why? Like, they're making their own history without us. Why do they need to include us?
Exactly.
Like that's the whole thing that's baffling me.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that you could deal with it in a certain way. You don't need to have Riho's, but you do have your Taya Valkyries and your Jordy Ann Grace.
But now,
you're like the Chinas of the division.
Yes,
the Chinas used to fight guys.
There's a way to do it.
So how do you now tell Sasha Banks that she can't fight men? How do you now tell Riho that she can't fight men without?
How do you tell Rey Mysterio that he can't fight Kevin Nash?
Which he's already done.
Mm-hmm. All right then.
He's right. That wasn't done in the time before that. Like in the early 80s.
Like what you were just saying about keeping the divisions reminded me of 20-30 years ago.
Yes, right. They do that boxing too. Yes, you're absolutely right. You have to be in a certain weight class.
Let's hear from the spotlight in the True Hills.
So backtracking a bit about Tessa, the Negro Buck quoted Ricochet when he said that she's just not a good person when he commented about his ex. And he also
went with her?
Yeah.
They had a nasty breakup, apparently.
They had a very nasty breakup, and that was part of the reason.
And everyone just agrees that she should just own up to her own shit.
Any new people commenting?
Drunk guy is on the horn.
Hey, hey, hey.
Gang. RVD, Negro Buck says, RVD got Impact banned from Twitch because of Katie Forbes.
We'll talk about that. Come on, let's hear it. Do we have any comments from new
hey, man, going down the list. Steve Salvage says, could you imagine a dude clotheslining Rio?
No.
I mean, just a cat.
I thought I saw that on the Washington, D.C., the debut show. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I mean, Nyla Rose.
I mean, just to cap it, I mean, I love where the women are going. They're doing the damn thing. They're taking, they're raising the platform so high that the bar is really, really high for women's divisions, which is making all these companies step it up.
Yes.
Just know the limit. Like, now you got Tessa Blanchard as the heavyweight champion of the entire company.
So, yeah.
So now, what if Brian Cage wants to fight her?
She gonna have to fight
She beat Brian Cage to get the title shot.
Is that...
God, we'll move on!
But
we'll
you know what I mean? Like, come on!
AEW, All Elite Wrestling, been renewed on TNT for four more years. It was announced last week that AEW Dynamite has been renewed with TNT for four more years until the end of 2013.
That is big.
I mean, 2023.
And they've only been on the air for how long?
For 3 months.
Look at that.
With an option.
It's not the six?
No, it's been 3 months since October. With an option for 2024 for an increased yearly rate. The new deal is for $175 million, which works out to $45 million a year. Yeah. This deal makes AEW profitable for the first time, which is history that any wrestling promotion in a year has become profitable. WCW, in comparison, was created around 1990, 1991. They didn't become profitable until 1997.
When
the NWO was created.
Damn.
And the new deal comes with an additional hour on TNT or a Turner Broadcasting Network, which means that, which has been said by Ryan O'Reilly of Turner Media, that AEW Dark will now be on Turner, whether that's TNT, TBS, or one of their other stations. So, what is your thoughts on the new deal for AEW and what type of impact this has on the rest of the wrestling world as far as AEW?
Very big for a baby company that just literally started. And, you know, they've only been on television for 3 months, like you said. I thought it was longer, but whatever.
They've been around for a year. They've been on TNT since October
2nd.
Yeah,
they've done like several pay-per-views, but they've been on actual television since October, which is pretty damn big. Like, that's a huge deal. I guess their numbers are really carrying them. It was like, you know what? We've got something. Let's keep it going. So, hey. And for the fact that they're going to add another hour to the show, I'm like, oh, no, that's going to be long, like Raw.
No. It's a separate show. AEW Dark that has been on YouTube is now coming to TV.
No, that's your hour of content.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm about to say, isn't it? Is it still the same?
It's still going to be 2 hours of Dynamite on Wednesday. They're just going to find another day for AEW Dark.
Got it. Okay, so they're just going to air that third hour, which they filmed probably there, and they just go, okay.
Yeah, they're basically going from YouTube to broadcast.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty huge. Congrats to you guys. You did the damn thing. You went out with a goal, and I think you've over-exceeded your goal. Like, y'all just dreamed of this little thing, and it's blossoming before your eyes. So, good job to you guys.
Speaking of goals, and I'll ask Top Guy JJ this, what do you think are the thoughts of Vincent Kennedy McMahon as far as this? Because the whole goal of NXT coming to USA and competing against AEW was to stop something like this happening. And now they are profitable. Now they have four more years on TNT. What do you think is Vince's thought or the thoughts of the NXT side?
I don't really give a shit about Vince's thoughts. I just love the fact that they got an additional 3 to 4 years going on the TNT network. Which is they've shown this resounding success for being on TNT. And a complete direct competition to now what is WWE. Mm. Like, they have made WWE change their programming in so many ways in 3 months. In just 3 months, they have made them what they have done. They have added pyro. They have gotten rid of their general managers. They have gotten rid of authority. They have tried to give more ring time to the wrestlers. They have tried to change every single story. They have changed so many damn titles. They've changed venues. They've changed events. Their imprint is already in WWE's mind and freaking thought process. So whatever Vince is going to try to do, he's just going to keep trying to bounce off what he has been attempting to do to get AEW off the shelf anyway, which has clearly failed miserably because that attempt turned into a 4-year extension. Damn. So the fact that AEW is going to be around for a whole lot longer with the people that you would clamor into sign, that you're not going to get a hold of any of these people anymore anytime soon, if not probably losing a lot of your talent in the next year or so. That means there's some pretty interesting things coming, and I can't wait to see it because they have made WWE attempt to step their game up quite a bit. Mm-hmm.
So with this new deal and AEW becoming profitable, do you see more free agents coming over to AEW? And if so, who would be like your number one person you see coming to AEW in 2020?
Wait, time out. Like, bro, like, I like you a lot. You're my man. This is kind of responding to Drunk Guy. I just named everything they have tried to make change. Now, they haven't improved, but they have changed their programming.
And Drunk Guy JJ, no matter how many shots you take during Raw is so much better than it was a year ago. Yeah, whether you realize it or not.
Right, two words for you. Wild card rule.
Yes. Exactly. Raw is so much better.
Remember this shit.
Like people try to focus so much on the Rusev and the Lana and the Lashley. Literally, that's 15 to 20 minutes of a 3-hour episode. The Aleister Black versus Buddy Murphy shit has been great. The whole Seth Rollins and AOP versus Kevin Owens and Samoa Joe.
What about the Andrade Mysterio line? Oh my god.
Andrade's push, Humberto, like all of these people, it's improved. Raw is so much better than it was a year ago. It's not even funny. And it's so much better than it was 6 months ago. Are you kidding me?
Now, are they the best show on TV? Hell no.
No.
Hell no. They're nowhere near it. But to sit here and tell us that it has not gotten better from the shit that we've been seeing. Yo, have we not forgotten seeing Shane McMahon on both shows 8 times a week?
Oh, my God.
Have we not forgot about this? Okay. Have we not forgot seeing Stephanie on TV? Have we not forgot seeing Triple H creating his own matches yet again? Like, have we just blown past all of this?
Pretty much.
Yes.
Triple H did that last year?
It feels the same every year. Yes, yeah. He has.
Well, not.
He shoot on his Batista feud on like, Raw.
It's not.
Give me what I want.
Like the grade processes are way too extreme. Raw and SmackDown are not better than what we're seeing on Wednesdays, clearly. But to say that they haven't done things to change their programming, you're just being blind.
Well, Raw 6. Go ahead.
I mean, SmackDown's been a hell of a show. I mean, hey.
I was just about to say that. This might give me some heat.
You know what?
This might give me some heat. I got heat on the last episode.
You got that one, bro.
I got heat on the last episode for calling Okada the greatest professional wrestler in history. I may get heat for this, especially from Chrissy. But Raw is so much better than SmackDown. I said it. I can watch 3 hours of Raw, but I can't watch 2 hours of SmackDown sometimes. The dog food shit,
you know what?
All that other shit, I'm sorry.
This will be the first on-camera two-sweep that I'm going to give you. Jesus Christ.
The dog shit I can
SmackDown
I
can
believe.
Is,
I can believe SmackDown is fucking terrible.
If SmackDown was two hours of Otis and Mandy storyline, it would be great. But it's not.
SmackDown is fucking horrendous.
SmackDown has the best storyline
on the main roster with Otis and Mandy, but other than that, it's trash.
So the lead of SmackDown on Friday nights is a love story between Otis and Mandy Rose.
That's the best thing happening.
No, it's good. But you're telling me with talent like Roman Reigns, The Fiend Bray Wyatt, Daniel Bryan, that this is what's leading. This is what's the best thing going on.
So what's on? First of all, we just named that.
Are you not paying attention? So you and Drunk Guy are literally on the same page right now. So we just named off a whole bunch of shit that Raw has improved on, and then you're gonna ask me again, what is Raw doing?
Like, what is Raw doing?
On Drunk Guy's defense, he takes a lot of shots.
No, that's why I gave him the props. I was like, you know what, that Rusev and Lana storyline alone makes him take like four shots.
First of all, I was right. So in my defense, right?
And then Morrison's back on SmackDown doing flippy shit.
Yo, that is the most trash ass shit.
He's back doing flippy shit.
And the Miz is busy. Okay. Yeah, you're right. Okay, it's trash.
That's why I love the Street Profits on Raw.
No!
saying that reboot. I hate reboots. You got Party of Five coming out. You got Lizzie McGuire. Even Fox, they got Miz and Morrison.
That was the best.
Because you know why? Because they want the smoke.
I'm buying. They got a hoodie for it now. The We Want the Smoke hoodie.
I'm just saying. Like, in reality,
I'm
like,
it's only red, but I'm
like, guys, like I said, they're trying. Not saying they're better.
They are really
trying. They're not better, but they're trying.
That's all I'm saying. They're trying. They're trying to keep to their promise, but not the whole promise all the time, maybe. They're reneging. They're like a, you know, spades.
They give it a little, and then they take it back.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's hear from the spotlight in the True Heels.
Steve Salvage says, AEW getting this deal is great for wrestling. Props to Cody and the Bucks for believing in themselves.
Absolutely.
The Negro Bucks says, smart move putting Dark on television. And mad props to the Bucks and Cody for making this thing a reality.
Facts. So what do you guys think about the fact that if TNT renews with AEW for 2024,
I would love that.
At the end of 2024, both AEW and WWE will both be looking for TV partners.
Wow.
So what do you guys think about that? Potentially a bidding war going on for both of the two major promotions here in the United States.
I don't think there's going to be a bidding war, to be honest with you, because I think AEW is going to stay loyal to TNT.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
So I don't think that there's going to be much TV war going on, but the fact that the conflict of what you're going to choose, it's just going to go on and on and on. This is much longer than the Monday Night Wars, potentially. Whoa. Monday Night War was about 2 years. This is going to go on for much longer.
1995 to 2001.
Okay, the Monday Night War. Not the war one-sided.
Starts, the war starts the as one soon sided as ass WCW Nitro debuted.
The one-sided
That's
ass.
That's when
it started. The one-sided ass whooping. That was
one-sided by 1999.
WCW.
Yeah, it was one-sided by 1999. That's 4 years.
Yeah, WCW owned WWE for the better part of half a decade.
No.
Yeah,
literally, their 83 weeks only started in 1996.
Yeah, but they were swinging back and forth.
Before that.
Yeah, that's not...
For a year and a half.
Wow, God.
Half a year.
September
to...
Yeah, no, you're right, because it only debuted in September of 1995. So, yeah, half a year. Yeah, 8 months of a year. Like, it didn't even dominate. It wasn't even back and forth for that long.
Well, I mean, I don't think that there's going to be much of a bidding TV war. I think they're going to kind of stay put. I think it's just a matter of where WWE thinks that their product fits best as far as what produces them the best. But I think AEW stand right where they're at.
So you don't think if AEW gets up to like 1.5 million in a year from now, and SmackDown drops to like 1.5 million, 2 million on Fox.
Yeah.
What if Fox decides to throw $1 billion at AEW to bring Dynamite to Fox?
I mean,
I don't know if I can be loyal if another network is offering me a billion dollars.
I don't think Fox is going to be loyal to
Fox will take whatever the big thing for wrestling.
Right.
Fox only cares about what's best for their program.
Right, and they will.
But that's where it feels like it's like there's going to be a special connection between AEW and its network, because now you're now going to unknown territory. You're going to this place. You're playing. You're like, the cons have a connection with Turner Broadcast.
Mm.
There's no connection with Fox. Neither will there be loyalty. Yeah. So if they are not hitting the boat, like, listen, AEW has, they were given a chance by TNT with no proof of viewership.
Mm-hmm.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's really big. And now for Fox to just say, oh, I'm just going to jump on your dick and just say, hey, I'm just going to give you an offer just because you're the hot girl summer and not know what to do with you. And then now you're going to have these guys on the football Sundays promoting AEW. You know Troy Aikman don't watch no fucking AEW. Joe Buck don't know who the fuck the Young Bucks are.
Hey, Mark Alvarez didn't even know how to say Chris Jericho. So let's be real here.
Tony Romo don't know who the fucking Jurassic Express are. Get the fuck out of here. That shit will be so blasphemous hearing them promoting fucking AEW.
You know who Jungle Boy's father was?
Sure he does.
He's not.
Sure he does.
Anything from the spotlight or the trios before we move on? Let's get into week 17 of the Wednesday Night War. You like that transition, right? All right, for week 17, AEW Dynamite's taped episode from the Chris Jericho Cruise drew 871,000 viewers. That is down from 947,000 last week, while NXT drew 769,000 viewers, which is slightly up from their 700,000 viewers last week. This now puts AEW at 4-0 in 2020 versus NXT.
What were you? I'm mad you got ranked like that, yeah.
Hey, it's facts of facts. Facts.
They're 4-0 in 2020.
Like Goldberg.
Do you want me to give the overall thing? I'll give the overall thing. It's now 13-3-1.
Damn.
Yes.
They got a tie.
Yeah, one
it
tie.
Was an actual tie.
There was one tie, 3 wins for NXT, 13 for AEW.
It's like a basketball record, son. A football record.
It's like a football record, yeah.
Because
of the draw.
Absolutely.
excuse me.
What were your thoughts on both shows this week for AEW Dynamite or NXT? JJ or Chrissy, whoever wants to answer first.
I mean, she looked like she's drinking some scissor probably, yeah. So.
I thought both shows were solid. I mean, fucking Keith Lee. Can't do no wrong with him. Man. Like, just.
So you like the main event?
Love the main event. Thought it was great.
It was a good main event.
I wish it would have been on like a pay per view though.
So can I just say what was my highlight of NXT? Go ahead, continue what you're saying, but I'm gonna give my highlight of NXT. My highlight of NXT, and it's been like 2 weeks ago and this week. Matt Riddle on the mic. Can we just talk about for a minute how Matt Riddle is the best promo in WWE? So first of all, let me talk about the Broserweights, how the Broserweights were promo. So what's her name? Whatever her name is backstage, acts as Matt Riddle.
I don't know their name. That's a fact.
I know Charlie on Raw, but that's about.
And Kayla.
Yeah, that's Kayla Braxton. Yeah, I know. That's it.
See, we used to know Kayla JoJo. We used to know Renee. I don't know these people.
I don't know. But she goes up to Matt and she says, "So you and Pete Dunne are teammates in the Dusty Rose Tag Team Plexus. How did this happen?" He was like, "Man." He was like, "So I go up to Pete Dunne and I'm like, man." He says, "I'm the bro. You're the Bruiserweight. Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic." Pete goes to me and he gives me the Pete special and he's like, and I give him the bro special and I'm like, and the Broserweights were born. Oh my God, I lost my shit. And then I find out the backstory on this shit. So they gave Matt Riddle a script. They gave him a script for his promo. He tells Triple H, wait, listen to me. He tells Triple H, no, I got my own promo. Can I do that one first? He does that promo. Triple H loses his shit and says, "No, we're going with your promo." And that's the promo that aired. Then last night.
And he had his hair braided out.
Yes, last night he comes
in. You did look good with the hair braided. I'm not going to lie to you.
Last night.
You're not a fan.
Last night he comes out like a white girl at spring break.
No.
He comes out like a white girl at spring break. The Grizzly Young Veterans, the Broserweights are versus Grizzly Young Veterans in the finals of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classics. So the Grizzly Young Vets come out, they cut a promo on the Broserweights. They said, "Oh, we don't care if your name's Broserweights. We don't care if you're called Joint Manipulation," because that's what people are calling them online. Joint Manipulation. Get it? So Matt Riddle gets the mic to respond to Grizzly Young Vets. He was like, "Man, I don't even know what you said. I just heard you say something about manipulating a joint. I lost my shit again." He's like, "You're talking about manipulating a joint or something?" And then Pete Dunne was like, "Well, while you were in the clouds, these guys were talking about how I always beat them when we're in the ring together, and the same is going to happen next week." I love Matt Riddle on the mic. Can I just say that?
He is like literally the RVD handed a microphone. And said, "Here, just talk."
But he's RVD super sane. RVD was never this good on the mic.
This is probably the shit that he wanted to say on air, but he was fucking muted for so many years. Like, to cool. That's cool, dude.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever, dude. Like, that's this. Yo, RVD is probably smoking, being so pissed off. Like, yo, bro, this is my fucking guy right here.
This is my kid.
This is my seed, man.
This is my kid.
Yo, come, one of my shorties, come blow me.
Yeah, pretty much. What was your guys' highlight from AEW Dynamite this week?
That he was on a fucking cruise ship. Who thought of that? That is fucking beautiful. And I love cruises. Why the fuck am I not there?
Yo,
February 1st to the 6th.
Was I the only one?
It needs to be
one?
Like 7 days, man. Like, this is like, that's too short. 5 days? Like, you did an 8-day cruise. Like, I need to go to the fact that he got all these people that we got mad wrestlers. Like, but it's like a meet and greet. Do I have to like pay to go see all these people?
No, you can meet them. Like, there's guys in our group. Shout out to Van Robbins. He was front row at the AEW Dynamite taping. He played basketball with the Young Bucks on the Jericho Cruise.
Oh my god!
Last year.
Like, yo. You know how you have, you know, if you ever been on a cruise, you know how you like they have like the little like club at the cruise. Yo, we at the club with these people. I don't know what music y'all playing, but yeah, at the cruise with the wrestlers, yo, like that is like, it's like heaven, yo. It's like, I don't know, man. That's just like a dream come true for every god wrestling fan in the world.
AEW Dynamite was definitely an infomercial for next year's Jericho cruise.
Oh yeah,
right, like can they get. And a little bit of a bubble just popping everywhere.
Absolutely.
And he was a commentator.
Yeah.
At the last match. Like, that is cheap.
Anything from the spotlight in the True Heels.
The Negro Bucks' favorite part of Dynamite was the fans on the cruise singing Jericho's theme.
Yo, that was amazing. Like, I thought I was the only mark that would be, like, when his entrance hit, I turned my speaker as loud as possible and sing along with that shit. And then the fact that there was an actual crowd that did the same thing... I felt like I was there. I felt like I was fucking there.
I mean,
she was amazing. Like,
it was so close. Like, they had the people, like, the way they had the camera, it was just, you felt like you was probably just sitting right there.
By far, then I said, I called this shit about a year ago, by far the best theme in professional wrestling to me. Like, and it's not even close. And I love Cody shit. I love Cody Rhodes' theme. But that Judas is amazing.
It's definitely a neck and neck for me between Judas and Cody's theme. My highlight from AEW Dynamite last night was definitely the opener, the tag team titles changing hand, the first title change in AEW history. Hangman Page, I'm loving the slow burn to his heel turn, and the fact that we might get Hangman Page and Kenny versus the Young Bucks for the tag team titles. I'm all for that. And definitely, yes, the whole crowd singing Judas, for sure.
Did you guys see the meme of Dean Ambrose with the fucking
iPad? Wait, what?
You mean John Moxley?
Like, come on, man.
You know what the fuck I'm talking about.
No, I don't know who the fuck you talking about.
John fucking
Dean
Moxley.
Dean Ambrose carried Mitch the fucking plant, bro.
You know what? I don't even want to say my fucking point no more. Continue.
Shit, yo. Hey, come on. Yo, I love you and everything, but damn!
Read your stuff the next person.
Dean Ambrose is dead, yo!
Are you guys surprised that AEW, a tape show, defeated NXT last night?
No. It was on a fucking cruise! It was gonna win regardless! Bash at the beach, and it wasn't even at the beach, they wanted the fucking water!
No.
Yeah. Go ahead, go.
The Negro Bucks said Chrissy just called John by his slave name.
Yo, Nick, this is your best comment in all 61 episodes of True Hill Heat. How dare you?
How dare you call him
How
by his
dare
slave
you?
Name? Calling him by his slave name, Jordan Miles.
You just called fucking John Moxley Cassius Clay. How dare you?
You called him Lou Alcindor.
Oh man!
Oh Jesus!
Yeah, that's a Muslim name.
And then yo, you know what's even worse? Is that she said that shit with such conviction and so straightforward. Like, you know what Dean Ambrose did? Like,
no!
Dean Ambrose is dead. I don't know what the fuck he did.
Wow. Yeah,
there
you go. So, AEW News. AEW News, NWA World Heavyweight Champion Nick Aldis says that the NWA is open to working with AEW. Very interesting. Brian Cage has been rumored to be signing with AEW, even though Cage and his wife, Melissa Santos, have denied those rumors. Similar to how Jon Moxley and Taya Valkyrie denied him going back to WWE. Last night's AEW Dynamite, like I said before, marked the first title change in AEW history as Omega and Paige defeated SCU to win the AEW tag team titles. Also, Dean Ambrose, Jon Moxley defeated Pac to become the number one contender for the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. Matches for AEW Dynamite next week will be the Inner Circle, La Champion, Chris Jericho, and Proud and Powerful versus Darby Allin and Private Party. You got the Young Bucks versus The Butcher and The Blade after the Young Bucks superkick MJF.
Can we just fire them already?
What? Who?
The Butcher and The Blade.
I love The Butcher and The Blade. And so does Jimmy and Cash. Jimmy and Cash love The Butcher and The Blade, and they hate Sammy Guevara.
I love Bunny. So.
I love the Bunny as well. It's going to be Cody versus Kip Sabian next week. The next Chris Jericho Rockin' Wrestling Rager, like we said before, is next year on February 1st to the 6th of 2021. And Cody has announced that next year's AEW Dynamite will be live from the Jericho Cruise.
What?
WWE news. So we foreshadowed this a little bit earlier. PW Insider reports that WWE has decided to remove the gender distinction on the NXT Women's Championship, and it will simply be known as the NXT Championship going further. This follows Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch making a similar suggestion on WWE Backstage. So what do you guys think about two NXT championships on NXT now?
Okay, great.
Riveting stuff.
So Becky Lynch, you want us to just change all the belts to red? I mean, I don't know.
The Raw Championship.
Yeah, just make the all red.
The SmackDown Championship.
Blue, well, I mean, just make them all one thing because it doesn't matter anymore.
She doesn't like the distinction of woman, even though she is a woman.
Right. And you have the whole man shit is getting to your fucking head.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think it is.
It's just, like, we can't just keep, how much are we going to monopolize on it? Like, we've done it. It's been done. Like, let's get something new moving and get a move momentum. I mean, people are still behind you, but, I mean,
I don't know.
Bring the Street Profits back.
Your thoughts, JJ. What do you think about two NXT championships on NXT?
Like, can we just chill? Like this is shit that I'm saying. Like, not like you want. Let's get rid of the women's championships on Raw and SmackDown. Now we'll have four world champions now.
Right.
Like, the fuck? Like, yo, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's a moment where you just, there's no such thing as a peak when it comes to the women's success, but there is a fucking boundary. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, there's no man that wants that title. And women shouldn't be wanting the Universal title from The Fiend. Like, just enjoy your own successes. Like, women are killing it. They had a much better year than the men. Why do we need to have them come in and now, I want to come into the men's Royal Rumble and probably win the men's Rumble and now challenge the men's champion at WrestleMania now.
I mean...
No!
Well, so was it cool when Beth Phoenix and China joined the Rumble?
It was a cool moment. Spot.
Nia Jax was cool.
Spot.
Yeah.
Spot, and these are different creatures. We're talking about different creatures of, like, these women are built different.
Those women are built the same, though.
They're big. Who?
Beth
Phoenix and China. They're all built different. They're all built different, though. They're not built like how the standard ladies are built. And I understand. And I understand that we're trying to put it all together, but it's like, damn. Sometimes let's.
No, I don't want it together. Like, let the women stay together. Let the guys stay together.
Why can't the women just kill it on their own and we just and try to improve because the men have been whack.
Let's headline another fucking show. Come on.
Go for it.
Let's do it.
Like, go fucking do it. Like, I don't need to see Becky Lynch versus the fucking Fiend at WrestleMania 36 in Tampa.
Are you going to Tampa?
No, hell fucking no.
Okay. I
absolutely not.
That's Becky's goal.
Like, I'm just like, this is just a stop. Like, just.
Your girl's documentary. It wasn't that bad.
Who?
Who else is your girl?
Who are you talking about?
No, see, now you're trying to be cute. No, see, no, I'm not.
I mean,
you said my girl. I thought you really meant our Lord and Savior. UFC Hall of Famer.
I mean,
the baddest woman on the planet, Rowdy Ronda Rousey.
Now, let me ask this question to even the spotlight or you guys. Like, are we really just going to duck and weave this topic just to stay the course?
Can I have some ice on the drink?
Like, let's just, like, yo, like, get, like, no, like, we got to get real with this shit. Like, yo, what are we doing?
I think there's a way to do it good and tastefully.
So name it.
I think Impact is doing it right in a good way. Now we'll see where it goes.
Who else? Who else besides Tessa Blanchard is really going to be able to do what they're doing?
Jordan Grace.
Ronda
Rousey. Ronda Rousey can fucking do it.
Man, Ronda Rousey is trying to make a baby.
Okay, after she has her baby.
2 years from now.
Yeah. So again, so you're good. We're gonna say again, this is a select few
for now, but that's so where it grows
how do
from.
You now, justify telling the rest of them.
Who can hang with the heavyweights?
How do you justify telling the rest of them?
How do you justify telling Rhea that she can't beat fucking the Fiend or something like that? Is that what you're suggesting?
How do you justify saying Rhea, you cannot beat Kenny Omega in a match?
Well, she can't.
Huh.
She can't.
Why not?
David versus Goliath. There's ways to do it, dude. I'm not saying every female has to be every male.
All right, go ahead, Mr. PC.
No, it's not about being PC. It's like, about, like, dude, it's entertainment.
It is entertainment.
It is entertainment, but is it believable?
You got to suspend your disbelief. You got to suspend your disbelief.
They have to make it believable, and we have to suspend our disbelief.
I'm not believing a little 90-pound Rio is going to sit here and beat Kenny Omega in a real match.
Well, I mean, Rey Mysterio was 90 pounds. Wasn't he?
Listen, they do the most for Rey Mysterio. Like
it wasn't believable when Rey Mysterio was going up against Great Ali and Mark Henry. So
and the giant.
Oh no, that shit was not. That shit was not.
Exactly.
That shit was
not. And the giant and I'm sorry, and Kevin Nash were like the biggest guy. You're like, damn, he's
to each his own. To that, that shit was not believable to me.
No, it wasn't. It was.
I'm not saying like, well, fuck, Rey Mysterio hitting a West Coast pop on 300-pound people. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that happened.
I thought it was ridiculous as well. So other WWE news, we got to talk about Asuka was a part of a scary moment this week as she was in the fashion show mall in Las Vegas when a shooting occurred. Mm-hmm. And she said if it wasn't for her ducking into a guest in the mall, then something scary could have happened. So, God, you know, our prayers go out to Asuka. We're glad that she's okay. CM Punk on WWE Backstage suggests that Keith Lee should win the Royal Rumble this weekend. Keith Lee was very happy to hear that. Killer Cross is reportedly no longer taking bookings for WrestleMania weekend following his meeting with Triple H at the PC last week. He has also been rumored to be eventually signing with WWE, joining his girlfriend Scarlett Bedard in NXT. Okay, Velveteen Dream, Jinder Mahal, and Naomi have all been rumored to be returning this Sunday at the Royal Rumble. Out of those names, the only one I care about is Velveteen Dream, and I guess half of Naomi. I'll let you guess.
Don't hit the gender, anyway. You bastards! Remember, he won a championship 2 years ago at WrestleMania.
Not at WrestleMania. Get out.
He did. Jinder Mahal won the Intercontinental. He won the Intercontinental.
No, the US title.
Was the Intercontinental Championship.
It was the US title.
No, it was.
No, Seth won the.
Seth won the Intercontinental. Jinder won the US. You're absolutely right. But the fact that Jinder won a championship at WrestleMania, anything is possible.
No, we don't want that to
happen.
Let's hope not.
ROH news, JJ's favorite subject, but it's in good news. Yes, Marty Scurll has re-signed with Ring of Honor and is now a part of the booking team. Marty's goal is to work with ROH, New Japan, NWA, and New Japan Pro Wrestling of the USA, as well as cultivating a partnership of some kind with AEW. This is major news. Marty Scurll was a part of the booking team for the last two big shows for Ring of Honor 2 weeks ago, which were said to be some of the best shows Ring of Honor has put on in a very long time. And also, ROH's free event, Free Enterprise, on February 2nd in Baltimore, Maryland, was an idea of Marty Scurll, and it will be main evented by ROH World Champion PCO, teaming with the villain Marty Scurll, to face NWA World Heavyweight Champion Nick Aldis and Roosh. So, Marty Scurll definitely making moves for ROH. It seems like ROH and NWA have more of a partnership with Nick Aldis appearing on ROH television, as well as Flip Gordon's going to appear on the pay-per-view this weekend. And Marty Scurll will be a part of the NWA Power tapings this weekend as well. PJ Black signs a new deal with Ring of Honor. Speaking of good news for Ring of Honor, these other two notes is also good news. Will Ospreay, Switchblade Jay White, Kenta, G.O.D., The Amazing Red, Taiji Ishimori, and El Fantasmo have all been advertised for ROH Supercard of Honor during WrestleMania weekend. And before that, ROH has announced that ROH 18th anniversary weekend, which will include their next pay-per-view, the 18th anniversary show. And also, it will the next night have ROH past versus present, as they will bring back old stars back to ROH, including Homicide, Necro Butcher, and Matt Sydal. The 18th anniversary weekend will be held on March 13th and the 14th. This guy, he's always down in.
He was, give the fuck!
He was their biggest supporter, and now he's shitting on them.
I want to say that ROH 2020 this past month is already better than anything they've done last year.
Absolutely! It's already better!
I'm mad hyped, right? Past versus present, featuring Homicide, Necro Butcher, and Matt Sydal. Get the fuck out of here with this shit!
Well, those are like the only wrestlers that are not in WWE right now.
The top line had me intrigued because New Japan's roster is coming through.
Wow.
Yeah, the partnership is back on with New Japan.
Will Ospreay, Jay White, Kenta,
Marty Scurll on the book.
The Amazing Red. That shit sounds like a publicity stunt. I do not believe that. That shit sounds like a straight publicity stunt.
It's real.
Is it? I mean,
yes.
There's a reason they're working with NWA.
Exactly. Yeah. There's a reason.
There's a reason New Japan is working with them again.
Lure me back in, and then I'll attempt to believe it. But until then, ROH can suck all of my fucking pubic hair.
One year ago, this guy was decreeing that ROH wasn't dead, that it was going to keep going.
I said, fuck you, ROH, when you can't pay a woman's talent $24,000 in a fucking year.
That was 6 months after you were their biggest supporter.
Absolutely. Nigga, I find out this new news afterwards. I don't know about that shit.
Anyways, New Japan news.
Or Kota, go fuck themselves.
Kota Ibushi has been removed from the New Japan New Beginning USA tour due to catching a severe flu. So our thoughts and prayers out to Kota Ibushi. Definitely lowers the chances of them selling out those shows in the USA, but to each his own. No AEW or New Japan talks since Wrestle Kingdom weekend. Other wrestling news, like I said before, Marty Scurll will appear during NWA Hard Times weekend. And as I think it was Nick Jackson mentioned in the comment section, RVD scene with his wife and his wife's girlfriend. Got Impact Wrestling banned off of Twitch.
I'm going to be such an advocate of that.
The one that you said looks fake is his wife. And the blonde...
They're married.
And the blonde is his wife's girlfriend.
So my wife is about to have a girl. That's like fucking... That's some real fantasy life shit.
He's living his best life.
Hey, he's going through a midlife crisis. That's his whole gimmick.
A man is 50, man. Like,
exactly.
He getting it from multiple areas before, you know, he croaks and, you know, shit like that happens.
Taking it to the extreme.
Yo, man, the blue pills is only going to work but for so much longer, you know?
You know what? Whatever.
Blue chew, buddy.
Just live your best life.
Oh, I know. Matt Riddle on the mic. I love it. Let's hear from the spotlight. Let's hear from the spotlight and the true.
His opinion is much different than now.
Negro Buck mentioned that Doug Williams is also, I guess, going to be part of the pass versus
press. Okay, all right.
Thing. Negro Buck says, my man Marty making moves.
Mm-hmm.
So people Marty's are enjoying money. That.
Exactly. He's making WWE main roster money for 40 dates a year.
And he's allowed to work outside.
Yeah, he's allowed to work with NWA, New Japan, and he's trying to make a partnership between ROH and AEW.
Wendy has a question. How do you guys feel about Enzo and Tama Tonga's feud on social media?
I feel like this is just another reason for Enzo to cry for attention.
Yeah.
This is all this is. It's never going to happen. Yeah. If this match is never going to happen, and I'm sick of people talking about it. I love our True Heels. I love every one of them. Our True Heel Heat page is admin by Jessica V, who is a big supporter of both Tama Tonga and Enzo Amore. So she keeps me up to date on this feud, but I don't give a fuck even the smidge bit. I don't give a fuck. I saw Enzo's whole promo where he's like, oh, Tamakonga, you're gonna go to Mona. He's really funny. I'll give him that. He's really good with his words. But I don't give a shit what he thinks. I don't give a shit what he's saying because he doesn't wrestle. He's not a wrestler. And to be honest, he never was one. So,
I mean, that kind of sums it up for me, too. It's you see their war of words, but when you see them actually have ring entrances and they actually enter the ring and the bell rings and then now they have to actually have a match. Listen, Tommy Tonga is not the best wrestler in the world to me, but Enzo is not even a fucking wrestler. So it's like you're having somebody that's not the best now going to have to worry with somebody that is a fucking accident waiting to happen. Enzo is really like a move away from ending Tammy Tonga's career by accident. Because you want to see a Twitter war come to life? Nah, I'm good. And Tammy's my dude. Like, obviously, we love him to death. But listen, man, the only person that could even help Enzo in any form of match would be fucking AJ Styles.
And even that.
That's a shot from God.
That's pushing it.
And that's even like a shot from God.
That's pushing it.
And AJ can fucking help anyone.
I saw Enzo versus Brian Pillman Jr. live. Brian Pillman Jr. has only been wrestling for about 14 months. At that point, he had only been wrestling for about a year, maybe close to a year. And Enzo made Brian Pillman Jr. look like Kazuko Okada. That's how bad Enzo Amore is, and that's how good Brian Pillman is. Because he's still green, but he's still decent for a guy that's only been wrestling for about 2 years. But Enzo, just stay out the ring. Just keep talking. Be a manager. Who cares? All right,
so two things real fast. Steve also says he's not even a decent rapper.
Nope.
And Austin says Enzo is the Antonio Brown of wrestling.
All right, I'm going to come back to that one. Absolutely not, because Antonio Brown's actually talented.
Exactly.
Antonio Brown is just a complete dickhead. Mm-hmm. And he is just lost in his ways, and he's about to lose everything because he is just out of control. Enzo has no talent whatsoever.
ACH is Antonio Brown.
And that is why, Nick, I said AJ Styles, because AJ Styles can carry anyone. And not saying it's going to be even a 3-star match, but he'll at least make it passable and then Brian, move him on.
Daniel Bryan better.
Yeah, but AJ Styles is...
I've seen Daniel Bryan carry.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not arguing.
It's been a long time since I've seen AJ carry somebody.
He hasn't had to. He really hasn't.
Well, he could have carried Humberto Tourillo to a great match, and he couldn't do that. He could have carried Cedric Alexander to a great match. He couldn't do that. He could have carried fucking Ricochet to one great match. These niggas had no great matches, so no. AJ Styles has dropped down in the last couple of years, and I'm just going to be the person to say it. Sorry.
I think after he lost the belt, he's been like, his flame has been...
Exactly. He's been taken down a notch.
And that's sad because he is a great wrestler.
They just call him wrestling with age.
Well, Daniel Bryan is around the same age or like the same exact age, and he's still great.
People take care of
himself. Maybe they didn't care for like Daniel Bryan.
Maybe he should.
This is going on way longer.
Anyway, we got to get into what we missed. NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool 2 was, I think, last weekend or the weekend before that. Really good matches on this show. One really great match. Huh?
Was it? I don't remember.
Yeah, it was January 12th. It was the same day as Impact Hard to Kill, which we'll also talk about. Tyler Bate versus Jordan Devlin steals the show. We have Valter defeat Joe Coffey to defend the NXT UK Championship. Valter. Kaylee Ray defeated...
We got that right then.
Yes, we did. Kaylee Ray defeated Piper Nevin and Tony Storm. Gallus defeated the Grizzled Young Veterans, Imperium, and South Wales Subculture in a ladder match to defend the NXT UK Tag Team titles. And Eddie Dennis defeated Trent Seven. The match of the night was by far Devlin versus Bate. We won't even go into a debate or discussion about that. That was one of the best matches of the year so far. And MVP, once again, having the best match on NXT UK TakeOver, it is Tyler Bate. Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill was also on January 12th. We had the great match of Tessa Blanchard, Chrissy's favorite wrestler, become the first woman to win the Impact World title.
When did that label happen?
Because she roasted her on that same, on our True Hill 60. Oh, yes.
Because I roasted her, she's my favorite now?
Yeah, absolutely. By beating Sammy Callahan.
She became your new Ronda?
Okay, fine, whatever.
There you go. beating Sami Callihan in the main event. Ace Austin defeated Trey to defend the Impact X Division Championship in a really great matchup. We had Eddie Edwards defend his Call Your Shot trophy against Michael Elgin. Taya Valkyrie defeated ODB and Jordan Grace in a three-way to defend the Knockouts Championship. And the North defeated Willie Mack in a handicap match to defend the Impact Tag Team titles after Rich Swann was injured over the weekend and couldn't compete. Match of the night, we won't even debate this one as well. It was definitely Tessa versus Sammy, and the MVP, I would say it's either Tessa Blanchard, if you're African-American, it was probably Willie Mack. Anyway, we gotta go into what's next. What's next is a jam-packed weekend of professional wrestling. I will not go through all the shows for New Beginning for New Japan Pro Wrestling in the USA, but we will talk about their final show. It's gonna be February 1st in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'll get the prediction from the True Hill Heat's host right here. So we got Yuja Nagata teaming up with Kojima to verse Ren Narita and Carl Fredericks. Ren Narita and Carl Fredericks are both rookies from the New Japan Dojo and the LA Dojo. And you got Nagata, who is a legend, as well as Kojima. Who you got, JJ?
I thought you were just going to run through this card.
We can get predictions. Why not?
All right.
Just say your prediction. Right. You're the one that wastes his time. Just predict right. something.
Kojima. Yeah. Kojima. Like, what the fuck?
Damn.
I really thought you were just going to run through this card.
I'm going with the vets.
Cool. Yoshihashi versus Mr. Russo. I guess that's how you pronounce it. I'm going with the one I can't pronounce. Yoshihashi.
Misterioso.
Yeah,
there
you go. I'm definitely going Yoshihashi as well.
You got
I'm going with
Mysterioso. She likes the name. Colt Cabana and Yano versus Yato and Yujiro Takahashi.
Is definitely not really picking Colt any Cabana? Match with Colt Cabana in it. So Colt Cabana is definitely
is
not winning.
Is his name
at the
Copa?
Jato.
Copa Cabana.
Yes. Jado and Takahashi, yeah.
I'm going with Takahashi because he was cool and he drank with me at the Bullet Club block party. The Rock and Roll Express, Robert Gibson and Ricky Morton team up with the ace, Hiroshi Tanahashi, to verse the rookies of the LA Dojo, Clark Connors and Alex Zane, as well as TJP. Who you
Rock and Roll is not losing. These niggas is not coming back. That's all they are to lose. So let them niggas win.
Who you got, JJ?
For some reason, they got these old fucks still involved with shit. But
what is our favorite show?
They're gonna win on the strength of Tanahashi. So, yeah, I'm gonna pick Tanahashi to carry them.
Oh, Alex is the dude that met at McDonald's.
Oh, there you go. Hey. Your boy. I'm going with the Rock and Roll Aces. You got Jeff Cobb going one-on-one with the former IWGP US champion Lance Archer. This might be probably the best match of this show. Who you got? Cobb versus Archer.
I like Cobb. I'm going with Archer.
Who you got, JJ?
I'm going to go with Jeff Cobb on the upset.
All right. We got Rocky Marrero going one-on-one with Chase Owens. Oh, in this last one, I'm going to go with Archer getting a rebound victory after losing the title. And in this one, Rocky Marrero versus Chase Owens. I'm going with our boy, Chase Owens.
Chase Owens. Duh.
Can Chase Owens get some love?
Finally.
Come on.
Please. And then finally in the main event is IWGP Heavyweight Tag Team Championships on the line. The new champions David Finlay and Juice Robinson, affectionately known as Fin Juice, going up against the G.O.D., Tama Tonga, and Tonga Loa. Who you got?
Tama Tonga.
Yeah, G.O.D.'s got to get these belts back.
G.O.D.'s
got to get these. They got to get these belts back. Like, what the fuck, this Fin Juice shit? Like, come on.
I'm going with Fin Juice because Juice Robinson was on a path leading himself to straight to the upper mid card or main event of New Japan, and then he decided to get that fucking haircut and get chopped mustache looking like a fucking bootleg Hulk Hogan. He deserves to stay in the mid card. Wow. So stay in the mid card, stay a tag team champion. We'll just hear from the Spotlight and the True Hills before we get through our last three shows.
All right, Chris G is fashionably labored. He's got a few winning comments here. Holy shit, SP3. My favorite part was RVD. That man is a winner. Doesn't Kojima make Metal Gear Solid games? And Colt Cabana sounds like a two-star strip club. Rock and Roll Express owes Moses Chancleta money.
Moses Chancleta money, wow.
Yo, what the fuck?
I thought Fin Juice was a smoothie with omega-3s.
Gotta love
our host of Joints and Jabronis.
He's been writing jokes all show.
Yo, my man just straight Marshall Mathers the comment section. Like, came with all his written material and just blasted it all on there.
Jokes to be murdered by. All right.
Definitely jokes to be murdered by.
So we
definitely.
Got NWA Hard Times. This Friday night, tomorrow night, it's NWA Hard Times. That's going to feature the NWA Television Title Tournament. So we'll get through those matches first. We got in our first round, it's going to be Trevor Murdoch going one-on-one with the Question Mark. This is a rematch from NWA Into the Fire. This is in the first round of the Television Title Tournament. Who you got, JJ? I guess
you're Question Mark. He's got Question Mark.
I'm going with Karate!
What he said?
The Question Mark. The Mongolian Spike. He taught me karate on this karate on this past edition of NWA Power. His karate exhibition was amazing. Mm-hmm. Who you got? Trevor Murdoch over the Question Mark.
He's got the Question Mark. Next.
Right. He's got Trevor Murdoch. Cool.
Whoa!
Ziggy Dice! One-on-one with ROH.
Okay, definitely not Trevor Murdoch.
You like, took too long.
You're not giving me Trevor Murdoch.
He's tough, man. He'll go through
Ethiopia
with a chicken.
With a bag of chicken on his back, right?
Yeah, strapped to his back.
What the fuck are we... What are we going over right now?
Right.
We got Ziggy Dice going one-on-one with ROH's own Dan Moff. I'm going to go with Dan Moff in this one.
Ziggy Dice, baby.
I like the name Ziggy.
You like the name Ziggy?
I guess
Ziggy?
We're going to go with Ziggy.
You guys are going with Ziggy? All right, cool. Ricky Starks will go one-on-one with Matt Cross. This
Ricky
is Matt
Starks.
Cross making his debut in NWA. I'm going with Ricky Stark, the Stroke Daddy. Who you got?
Yeah, Ricky Starks.
You got Ricky Starks? Yeah. Who you got, Chrissy?
Ricky Starks, I guess.
We're going with the Stroke Daddy.
This card is terrible.
Ken Anderson, Mr. Anderson, goes one-on-one with wrestling's greatest grandpa, Tim Storm. Who you got? Yes, Mr.
I'm more upset that Tim Storm still wrestles.
I'm so happy Tim Storm wrestled. There's no better babyface in professional wrestling than Tim Storm. He's
y'all
so wholesome.
Watch NWA.
He's so wholesome.
Y'all gotta watch the show.
He's like a sitcom dad.
It's fucking annoying.
Like, what do you got? So
the card only has
He should have been
matches.
Done.
No, it has to rest. I'm starting from the bottom to the top. What do you got?
I'm going. Fuck. I want to pick one of them to win. I get, you know what? I'm gonna go with Storm.
Who do you guys have winning the tournament out of these names? The
Storm.
Television title.
I think it's
gonna
be Tim Storm winning the tournament because it's gonna be some bullshit way to get him back into the title picture.
No, I was gonna go with Karate, but after him going the 6:05 time limit with our NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, Nick Aldis, I feel like the Stroke Daddy, Ricky Starks, will be the man to become the NWA Television Champion. We got, for the National Championship, it is the Third Degree National Heavyweight Champion, Aaron Stevens, going one-on-one with Big Papa Pump. Scott Steiner. Yes. Oh, yeah. You got Scott Steiner? Big Papa Pump? JJ?
Yo, y'all actually want to know who wants to win these matches?
I don't really.
No, interview is on fire, dude.
Fuck, son.
I mean, I really don't.
Yo, I saw Scott Steiner come out. I was like, no.
Well, it can't be as bad as RVD.
No.
It can't be as bad as Kip Shamrock. No.
Oh, God. Aaron Stevens, I guess.
Kip Shamrock.
Chris G has Stroke Daddy winning it all.
Stroke Daddy.
And he says that he's pretty sure that Ziggy did a few lines with his dad sometimes in the early 2000s.
Aaron Stevens, this is fucking torture.
I'm going with Aaron Stevens
yeah, he got to hurry this up. Let's go.
Tag team titles is on the line. It's a three-way match. We got the Rock and Roll Express going up
against
Strictly Businesses.
You feel my pain?
Yeah.
Going up against Strictly Businesses, the wild card, Tom Lattimore and Royce Isaacs. Oh, going up against James Storm and Eli Drake. Who you got?
This is too much wrestling.
Tag team titles. Who you got?
Rock and Roll Express.
You got the Rock and Roll. Who you got,
Jake? Yo, they are going to get that one nod and be the honorary tag title when I'm going with the Rock and Roll as well.
Well, they're already the tag team champions. So
Wait, they're not.
Yes, they are. I am going with Strictly Business.
Wait, I'm at
Strictly Business.
They beat
the wild card. Yes, they beat the wild card.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going with Strictly Businesses, the wild card, to win the titles and bring some power back to Strictly Business.
Missed two fucking episodes, and that's what the fuck happened.
Yeah, they're on the New Japan show too.
Oh my god! What?
Absolutely.
I missed two episodes in the wild cards on the
top. Rock and roll all over the place, baby. Rock and roll never dies.
Rock and roll never dies. That's
gotta be fucking.
NWA Women's Championship is on. The line.
Yo, if this shit was WWE, I swear y'all would murder this shit.
Yeah, you would.
No, we wouldn't, because the way they're presenting it is interesting.
Oh, God. The presentation what the is fuck key. Ever.
Is it really? Okay.
It's the same fucking energy. No, Mike. This is fucking awful.
Allison Kay will go one-on-one with Thunder Rosa with Melina. Thunder Rosa has a victory over Allison Kay in a six-man
Melina
tag team match.
Melina is still around.
And Thunder Rosa is...
She's a legend.
Thunder Rosa is undefeated in NWA. Who you got, Allison Kay or Thunder Rosa? Thunder Rosa? Who you got, JJ?
Thunder Rosa's definitely winning. Melina's still around.
I'm going with Allison Kay. I want to pick Thunder Rosa, but I feel like it's too foreshadowed.
All right, what's so funny?
Wait, before we get to the main event.
You're digging everybody up out of the grave.
Two things from Chris G. Tip Storm is that high school coach that yells at you for spilling water, then drops you off at home and explains how that water relates to life on that drive there. And then he also said, when Robert Gibson looks into the camera, I'm not sure if he's looking at me or my daughter chokeslamming her Takumi Elmo.
Robert Gibson is the grandfather of our good friend, Pat Chavez.
What the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah, we're having the time of our lives.
Exactly.
NWA.
Absolutely.
We wasn't having this much fun.
Yo, dude, this might have to be one of the worst cards I have ever seen in my fucking life. And this shit is a blast going over.
In the main event, it is a non-title match as Strictly Business versus the Villain Enterprises main events Hard Times. It's going to be Nick Aldis going one-on-one with Flip Gordon. Who you got?
Oh, good lord.
Flip Gordon?
You got Flip Gordon. Villain Enterprises getting the victory. Who you got?
So that's the main event?
Yes. Who you got?
I gotta go with the National Treasure on this one, man.
I'm gonna agree with them, and I'm gonna go with Nick Aldis.
Yo, is it over?
Flat out torture.
Next up, WWE Worlds Collide. It is when NXT goes up against NXT UK on the pre-show.
Okay, now I get it.
On the pre-show, we got NXT's own.
I said Survivor Series, but I can't because it was against
us. Raw, SmackDown, and NXT.
Uh-huh.
But pre-show, you got NXT's own Mia Yim going up against the NXT UK Women's Champion, Kaylee Ray. Who you got?
The pre-show?
Yes,
the
pre-show. No women's matches on the main show. They got to keep it on the pre-show.
That's some bullshit right there, yo. Mia Yim.
Is this a non-title match?
Yes, yeah, non-title.
So I'm going to go with Mia Yim.
I'm going to go with Kaylee Ray to get the victory in this one.
My favorite.
This one, I feel, is going to steal the whole damn show. Mustache Mountain, Tyler Bate, and Trent Seven, the pillars of NXT UK versus the forefathers of NXT DIY, reuniting Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa. Who you got? Anyone?
Gargano and Ciampa.
You got DIY?
DIY.
Yeah, I think the return of DIY is definitely going to go over on this one.
Yeah, Mustache Mountain never wins on takeovers or big shows, so I'm going to go with DIY in this one. Ilya Dragunov of NXT UK goes one-on-one with one of the forefathers of NXT as well, Finn Balor. Who you got?
Finn.
Who you got, JJ?
I mean, Finn Balor ain't picking up no wins at all, so I mean, hopefully he picks up one hit.
Yeah, this is...
So I haven't activated the motherfucker. He don't win.
Ilya Dragunov probably needs this win a little bit more. He hasn't had a signature win in NXT UK first. And I feel like he's one of those guys that could be like molded into the guy that can take down Walter for the NXT UK championship. But Finn won at NXT TakeOver War Games, if you don't remember. He won the three-way to become the number one contender. All his only match he's lost is against Adam Cole on NXT TV. But Finn needs a win, I guess.
He does.
Let's go with Finn. All right. We got...
Did you not pick him, too?
First of all, if you don't want to pick him, you don't have to.
Exactly.
Well, Ilya Dragunov never wins these matches against me.
Well, then just say that. Then don't go against his credit.
No, but I don't understand the fact. How can you say Finn Balor hasn't won when he's only lost one match?
I said, can Finn Balor get some love?
No, you said, can he get a win?
Yeah, can he get a win?
He's gotten wins. Multiple of them. He's only lost once.
What's this NXT TV bullshit?
NXT Cruiserweight Championship.
It's a pay-per-views, nigga.
NXT Cruiserweight Championship is on the line. It's going to be in hell. I'll repeat this again for these people that don't know how to pronounce his first name, damn it. It's in hell Garza defending the title against Isaiah Swerve Scott of NXT. NXT UK's Travis Banks and the ace of NXT UK, Jordan Devlin. Who you got in this four-way?
This, I think, is going to be the match of the night. This one, I think, is going to be the best match of the night. I am going to go with Jordan Devlin pulling out the big win on this one.
Jordan, I was
going to say. You're going with Jordan Devlin as well? I really want to pick Jordan Devlin, but Angel Garza just won the title. He hasn't even defended it yet, so I'm going to go with Garza winning this one.
Okay.
We got for the NXT Women's Championship, it's going to be...
Angel meets Sasha Banks.
Angel Garza.
I give no successful defenses.
Women on the main card.
Rhea Ripley will defend the NXT Women's Championship against Toni Storm. Who you got in this one? This is a rematch from NXT UK TakeOver Blackpool 1, where Toni Storm defeated Rhea Ripley for the NXT UK Women's Championship. But now she gets a shot at the newly christened NXT Championship 2. Ripley, you got Ripley in this one? Who you got?
Yeah, I'm going to see Ripley taking a rematch on this one.
Yeah.
See Ripley winning this.
I got Ripley.
Ripley's too big.
I got Ripley winning as well against Tony Time. And in the main event, it's going to be the two dominant factions in all of NXT. NXT UK's Imperium with the NXT UK champion Volta, Fabian Eicher, Marcel Barthel, and Alexander Wolf versus the Undisputed Era with the NXT champion Adam Cole, former NXT North American champion Roger Strong, and the tag team champions Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. You're going with Undisputed. What you got?
2019 was a year of the Undisputed Era. It starts to shift over to the Imperium going into 2020. I'm going with the Imperium.
And this is always the rarity when we do our predictions. I am going to agree with Top Guy JJ, and I think Imperium gets the victory here. WWE.
Yo, did you see
the chop?
I don't know what was better, the chop or the sell.
The chop, the sell was the best part.
Holy fuck.
The chop was the usual Volta chop, and then the sell by Adam Cole was one of the best sells of a Volta chop ever. And WWE Royal Rumble is how we cap off the weekend. It is a big pay-per-view, so I'll run through this very quickly.
Just going over it.
Yep.
I am.
We got Sheamus one-on-one with Shorty G. Who you got?
Oh my fucking God.
Yo. Yo, this card is long, yo.
What you got? Shorty G and Sheamus.
Wow, this is a pay-per-view match.
Right, like what?
Pick one. Probably pick one.
That should have been on the pre-Thanksgiving
show. This should have been on SmackDown.
Shorty G.
You got Shorty G?
I don't fucking care.
Who you got, JJ?
I'm definitely picking Sheamus.
I'm definitely picking Sheamus.
This is Sheamus' return to pay-per-view.
Oh, wait, Cesaro. I forgot. I'm so
sorry. This is Sheamus' return to pay-per-view.
This is Sheamus. You're right.
He is not losing to a motherfucker that wears basketball shorts for matches.
He's going
to
kick the shit out of him like he did 2 weeks ago. There you go.
He's not losing to one of the kids from Recess. Anyway.
Wow.
Not losing to Junior Varsity.
Count anywhere match. It is the big dog. Roman Reigns going one-on-one with King Corbin.
I'm actually kind of sick of this whole feud, but...
It's Corbin! Corbin makes everything shit! Oh, God!
And then the fact that he's pulled Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler into this shit, they gotta give these people something to fucking do. I hope Roman Reigns wins.
Good Lord, I'm praying for Roman Reigns to end this shit. I'm praying for Roman to end this shit. This is one of the reasons why SmackDown sucks.
Because King Corbin is in the main event. I agree.
Yes.
Roman Reigns gets the victory here. Yeah. WWE United States Championship is on the line. It's going to be Andrade going one-on-one with Humberto Carrillo. Humberto just returned this past Monday on Monday Night Raw after Andrade laid him out with the Hammerlock DDT on the concrete floor just over a month ago, and now this is his return.
Andrade.
You got Andrade in this one? Who you got, JJ?
Andrade is definitely retaining. I have no confidence in Humberto Carrillo. Not at all. Not
I feel like Andrade wins here, but this feud is not going to be over, and eventually Humberto is going to win the U.S. title.
Maybe in a month or two, but not right now.
SmackDown.
I'm just not sold on him.
SmackDown Women's Championship is on the line. We got Bayley defending against Lacey Evans. Can I just talk about the fact that Lacey Evans, oh my God, she's so much better as a babyface than she was as a heel. She was awful as a heel. She was Baron Corbin bad. Wow, I'm done. She was Baron Corbin, King Corbin bad as a heel. As a babyface, she's getting cheered by everybody. It's amazing. Lacey Evans for best babyface woman of the year.
Oh, you haven't seen The Incredibles, have you?
No.
Damn, you don't you want to get it. So,
you got Bayley versus Lacey
Evans. Just some education for the heels. Just saying. Just a little bit of education. As to what, you know, if you've ever seen some animations, you'll know exactly what the fuck you're looking at. She ugly.
I got Bayley.
Got Bayley winning this one? Who you got, JJ?
Bayley's definitely going to retain. I don't see Lacey winning because I think Sasha is going to have something to do with this.
Absolutely.
I feel like this is all leading to Sasha and Bayley at WrestleMania, so I feel like Bayley has to retain here. Raw Women's Championship is on the line. This one I am looking forward to. It's going to be Becky Lynch going one-on-one with Asuka.
This should be better than the last one that they did.
What do you mean? The last match they had? Yeah. Becky and Asuka had the best match at Royal Rumble last year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying it's going to over... I want it to be better than the... I think part two should be better.
I don't know if it's going to be better because Becky Lynch...
Wow.
I'm just saying. Becky doesn't always come up big in these big matches.
Wow. Okay.
She's only come up big in one big match.
Yeah. Because I was thinking about Sasha having a match. Her match was against Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
Got it.
Go. Mm-hmm. But Asuka versus Bayley. I mean, Asuka versus Becky. Who you got?
Because they did steal the show last year.
Yes.
So, I'm thinking Becky's going to retain it. Because they're not going to give it to Asuka because she still is... tag team champion. If she wasn't tag team champion, I would definitely say it was going to change over.
Yeah, I mean, they've been building up to Becky getting her win back finally, so I think Becky wins here.
Right.
What you got?
As much as I would love these points, it would be everything, but there's no way Becky Lynch... There's no way Becky Lynch is going into WrestleMania...
No one invited me? Wow.
Without... There's no way WrestleMania is going without Becky Lynch as their champion. There's no way.
I also agree with that. WWE Universal Championship is on the line in a strap match.
This is some straight garbage.
It's been a while since I had a strap match. I love strap matches.
No, when I hear strap, I mean, get the strap. Let's go. Let's do, like, who? What are we doing in a strap match?
Strap match is where you go beat some leather on some people.
This is one of the only, this is one of the ways you can actually beat the Fiend.
Absolutely. All he has to do is touch four corners.
This actually makes it believable.
All he has to do is touch four corners if it's the real strap match.
Because you're not beating him in a real match because you got to kill him.
Exactly. So you got Daniel Bryan getting a shot.
You're going to change the title?
Nah. No. Getting a shot at The Fiend Bray Wyatt in a strap match. Who you got?
The Fiend.
Yeah, I mean, definitely The Fiend is going into Mania as well. I mean, that's the hottest thing in WWE. I mean, that's not changing. Good match by Daniel Bryan, but The Fiend is winning.
I wish Daniel was not in this match and he was in the Royal Rumble. But
me too.
I'm going to go with The Fiend in this
one. Who would you rather see The Fiend go against?
This match is going to be very underwhelming.
What, at the Royal Rumble?
At the Royal Rumble. Who would you rather The Fiend face than Daniel Bryan?
No, I mean, he's the best opponent that they built up for The Fiend, but I don't really have, like, someone that I can put.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this match is going to be worse than Roman and Corbin.
Nah, I won't say that.
This match is going to be
The strap match is going to be good. Daniel has not had a bad match with The Fiend, unlike Seth Rollins.
Yeah, I mean, this, well, that was Seth's fault.
Yes, it was. That was Seth's fault.
Yes, it was. See, that's when you call a booking decision going really, really wrong.
I think the Falls Count anyway would be better than, because they can go to the back, they can go outside, they can be
We've seen that with The Fiend, though. That's why we won the title from Seth. Sweet Saudi Money
4. I guess.
I mean, whatever. I don't give a shit.
Keep it real. All right. Women's Royal Rumble match. It is 30 women. Only announced names so far is Charlotte Flair, Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross, and Sarah Logan. There are 26 more to be determined. But
why don't we know these women yet? Or they're going to try to pick them from other...
They're lazy. Who you got? Chrissy, who you got in winning the Women's Royal Rumble?
I really have not one clue. I really have not even thought about it. I just hope it's good.
Well, you got JJ.
I am picking Shayna Baszler to win the Women's Royal Rumble. To go on to WrestleMania to challenge Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's Championship.
And then make Ronda come back.
I wanted to say Shayna Baszler. But the name I'm going to say is...
That's a predictable name. Go ahead, Chris.
Our Lord and Savior. UFC Hall of Famer. The baddest woman on the planet. Rowdy Ronda Rousey! Yeah! Woo!
God damn, your best Justin Roberts impression.
Thank you guys. This has been a great night.
And in the Men's Royal Rumble, before you go, the Men's Royal Rumble, who you got? Coming in at number one is Brock Lesnar. You got Roman Reigns in this, Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre, Ricochet, Rey Mysterio, AJ Styles, Eric Rowan, King Corbin, Dolph Ziggler, Otis, Tucker, Elias, Aleister Black, Buddy Murphy, Rusev, Bobby Lashley, R-Truth, Braun Strowman, Shinsuke Nakamura, Seth Rollins, Raw Tag Team Champion Buddy Murphy, Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens, and six more to be announced. Who you got?
Brock Lesnar.
You got the next big thing, Brock Lesnar?
No, I don't fucking know. Who do we want to see at WrestleMania? That's the question. Out of all of these people, the person hasn't even been announced yet. I'm going with that for one of those people that hasn't been announced to be announced.
Guess.
A guess. Surprise
take a,
guess.
Take a guess out there. Take a shot in the dark.
Maybe someone from NXT. Let's see.
Go out on a limb.
Keith Lee.
She's going to bask in this glory. Because he is limitless. So since JJ has left us, I will go. And the winner of the Men's Royal Rumble.
Oh, God. I can't. I don't even want to.
Will be. Roman. The big dog. Roman. He's so strong. Roman. The big dog. Roman. It's his Royal Rumble. Yes, the big dog, Roman Reigns, wins the Royal Rumble, goes on to WrestleMania, and becomes the first man to defeat The Fiend and win back the title he never lost, that he lost to leukemia, the Universal Championship. The big dog, Roman Reigns, takes it back.
Are we still talking about this shit?
Yes.
Who did you pick for the Rumble?
I picked the big dog.
Because I put in the comment section who I picked, that the producer wants to tell enlighten us, because I picked her for you.
But you commented under my name, so go ahead.
He actually commented under the spotlight name.
Even worse.
The big dog.
Yeah, both picked the same name.
You mean JJL picked the big dog, right? You said it was under the spotlight name.
That's what he wrote.
Okay, cool. JJL. So you got JJ.
Yeah, I picked whoever shit that I just typed on with my prediction.
No, that was the spotlight, so that was JJL. Who you got, JJ?
Oh, my God.
I'm picking Roman Reigns, obviously, because he's going to be the one to miraculously beat The Fiend at WrestleMania.
Where are you guys getting this information from?
Just fucking WWE for you. What else do you think we're going to get it from? Who else can beat The Fiend?
No one,
except the forklift and bullets. But we're not going to get either one. So the one person that moves are stronger than bullets and are stronger than forklifts is Roman motherfucking Reigns, because 13 stomps, a sledgehammer, 13 chairs, 12 ladders, and bash him in the brain with a fucking mallet wasn't enough to beat him. Roman, but two spears will do it.
Roman was once in an ambulance that got flipped over and he survived.
Man, fuck this shit. This is why I'm not, yo. Awesome. Yo, WrestleMania, this awesome. Will go down as the worst WrestleMania in fucking the last 10, 12 years at least.
All I would say. So, wait, really Chris G. Let's hear from the spotlight in the True Hills. We're going to wrap things up.
This is why I'm not rushing to get down to Tampa. Even though I love warm weather.
Chris G says, hopefully the fickle crowd cheers him this time.
Roman Reigns. Sure about fucking Daniel Bryan, that's why.
Negro Buck says,
I don't know why I don't get it.
He didn't even talk about Daniel Bryan. He's talking about the big dog.
He said the fickle.
He's going to the crowd.
Negro Buck says, Roman Reigns is the blue turtle show.
Yo, my people are feeling me, yo. They with me on this shit. The turtle show and get ahead with the last. Actually, I want to take this one. According to Brad Shepard and Chris, Roman Reigns' spear Superman punch is stronger than a 44 Magnum bullet.
Seems legit.
That's going to back. His spear is going to beat the Fiend.
The Superman punch brings out pyro. So, you know.
Yeah. Steve Salvage says Keith Lee to eliminate Brock in the latest Keith Lee gif to be created.
Nope. It is going to be Matt Riddle that to eliminate Brock Lesnar.
Bro.
He's going to manipulate a joint all over his ass. Absolutely. Matt Riddle. You got it, right?
No.
High five.
No.
Jesus Christ.
All right. We got to promote what's coming up on our YouTube channel this weekend. A brand new SmackDown with the Lynches is coming up. We got Going Raw with Drunk Guy JJ, Nest XT, and All Elite Recap will be available on our YouTube channel this weekend. I'll plug for our Facebook True Hills group page. Become a member today. True Hill Heat page. Like and support our page there. The Spotlight, the Pro Wrestling Spotlight, Dirt Sheet Radio, and Battle Club Pro. You can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Twitter, follow us at True Hill Heat. Chrissy Love, where can they find you at?
They can find me on IG and on Facebook and on Twitter. The Sensationalist Chrissy Love, Chrissy Love _, and Chrissy Lynch.
JJ.
True Hill _ Top Guy JJ at Instagram and Justin Johnson on Facebook. God, he just tortured me, man. He just tortured
me. I'm all about love.
Like, he just tortured me.
You can catch me on Instagram at True Hill _EpicSP3. Follow True Hill Heat page on Instagram. A lot of great material on there. We're always promoting our YouTube channel there. Speaking of our YouTube channel, become a subscriber to our True Hill Heat YouTube channel. We are inching closer and closer to 400 subscribers up on there.
I just gave us one more yesterday.
Look at her. She's
look
always
at that.
Working.
I made my working. I'm going to have some shit to get off my chest.
She's
always
working.
I got we got a new person that started my job. He was like, what do you do? I was like, well, by the way, I have podcasts, and you know, he's like, really? Where? He's like, it's on YouTube. Give me your phone. Let me show you.
There you go.
And he was like, you hit subscribe. I was like, duh.
She's always promoting. I love it. And follow Battle Club Pro on YouTube, as well as Jimmy McElram, where I'm doing the Power reviews, as well as Watchmen reviews. Definitely having fun with that. iTunes, SoundCloud, Anchor, you can check us out. True Hill Heat will be up on iTunes. We're going to get all the older ones, 59, 60, and this one, 61, will be on our iTunes page coming up this following week. The Four Quarters Podcast, that's my basketball podcast with my good brother Chris G of Joints and Jabronis, as well as Dre and Matt, so check that out as well. So, for the True Hill Phenom SB3, the resident True Hill alcoholic Top Guy JJ, and the beautiful, the lovely princess of the True Hills, Miss Chrissy Love, we are signing off for True Hill Heat 61. Until True Hill Heat 62, we will see you again. Until next time.
Stay real.